Okay, Sean, we're both today. We have the tremendous chus of starting the sixth paragraph of Pesachim. That is Daf. Today's Daf is Pesachim Daf. Where are we? Samech Vav. Samech Vav. And we're here at the beginning of the parak on Samech Hey Amud Beis. And this parak is mostly about when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, right? Just like it does this year, Meher Yevana Beis Hamikdash, this entire parak will be relevant to all of us, something exciting to look forward to. Basically, the Gemara, well, the first Mishnah at least, at length, and the Gemara is going to discuss which actions are Docha Shabbos and which actions relating to the Korban Pesach are not Docha Shabbos, meaning which ones do we do on Shabbos, which ones do we not. All right, Docha literally means to push off, so again, if you see the phrase Docha Nes Shabbos, that means that you do it on Shabbos even though it is Shabbos. Okay, so that's the topic for today. And let's we have do a little bit of some stories at the end of it, but right, either way, let's see. Elu Dvarim BePesach Docha Nes Shabbos. These are the things that for the Korban Pesach, if it falls out, every Pesach falls out of Shabbos like it does this year, this is the things that you do on Shabbos. Shchitaso, Zrikas Damo, Michui Krevav, and Haktaras Chalavav. Shchitaso, right, obviously, is the Shchita. Sprinkling, Zrikas Damo, sprinkling of the blood. Michui Krevav, Rashi says, is the cleaning out of the insides to make sure they don't get gross. And the Haktaras Chalavav, and obviously the burning of the those said fats on the Mizbeach. Right, all that stuff happens on Shabbos. Avotzliyaso, Vadachas Krevav. But the roasting of the Korban Pesach itself and the washing off of the krev, that's in a dochen as a Shabbos. That does not doche Shabbos. That right again because roasting obviously is bishul, right? That's usher. And in terms of the what's it called, washing the kind of cleaning out the intestines, that could be an issue of borer or either way, it's not something that is crucial to happen on Shabbos. Okay, meaning like the Shechita, for example, has to be done on Erev Pesach. So that's Docha Shabbos. But other stuff that is not crucial, like maybe a Melacha, that is not done. Okay, what about other actions? Har Kavaso, what about carrying the Korban to the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi says kind of throwing the shoulder, let's say carrying the sheep over your shoulder, something like that. Vavaso Chutz L'Tchum, right? Carrying it outside, from outside the Tchum. Right, again, 2,000 amos outside of Yerushalayim, so if you were coming, right, and traveling, so bring it outside the Tchum, that's not going to be Docha Shabbos. V'chatichas Yabalto, and cutting off any warts that the animal has to make sure that it doesn't have a mum, right, so that's that all that stuff, in Andochen es HaShabbos. Rabbi Lazar Omer Dochen, Rabbi Lazar says, no, actually they do. Right, those three things, the last things that we just said, are carrying it, bringing it from outside the Tchum, and cutting it off, right, that is going to override. And now basically the rest of the Mishnah is a back and forth between the Tanaim. It's actually very interesting to see, right? Assuming they were all sitting in one room, right? It's fascinating to get an insight, right? To kind of like get transported back to see what their discussion was, right? Between, right? Very often in the Gemara, we just get a bunch of opinions. So here we get actually the back and forth. So Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Velo dinu." It's much more logical. Meaning the three things that Rabbi Elazar said are docha, right? All those things are derabbanans, right? All those things coming out of the Tchum. And you know, and what was it? Carrying it in Rishus Arabim. Mistama, right? Because Mishalai Mistama was not a Rishus Arabim. And cutting off the mum is going to be Gozes Midrabban, because it's not normal way of Gozes. Gozes is usually taking off wool and other things like that. But a wart is something that's not normal, so that's also midrabanan, because you may come to then take off other items. Okay, so either way, so Rabbi Elazar again is going to say that all the midrabanan is docha Shabbos as well, and everybody else, the Tanakhama obviously, and as you'll see here, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva disagree. So I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Well, didn't it? It's logical, right? My shchita mishum malacha. And shchita is, let's say, shchita is a malacha. Right? One of the malachas, 39 malachos." And that's Docha Shabbos. So Elish Hem Mishum Shavuos Lo Yitchos Shabbos. Certainly, these three, which are just Rabbanan, also should be Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yeshua Yom Tov Yochiach. Yom Tov will prove that it's not true. And Shatir Bo Mishum Malacha V'Asur Bo Mishum Shavuos. Because what is Matar on Yom Tov? Right, Shchita. Right, Ochel Nefesh. Right, but if you have a Din Rabbanan, well, let's say that's not relevant to food. right? Let's say, like, for example, here, like carrying from the tchum or whatever, or etc. So that's not docha Shabbos. It's only the malachos that are ocha nefesh. Right? And there you see that there are malachos that are docha yontif, but not the rabbans. So you see that that's not necessarily true. So I'm like, Rabbi Lezer, Maza Yoshua. Yoshua, what are you talking about? It's so interesting, right? He calls him Maza Yoshua. Like, what are you, like, they were boys, right? They were buddies. I said, what are you talking about? Ma raya rishus la mitzvah. You're bringing me a rishus. You're bringing me a proof from something optional. That person doesn't need to shecht a cow. Right? Yes, you need to have food, but you could have had food from before Shabbos. You could be a vegetarian, or you could be eating other food that was prepared by other people. You don't have to shecht, but here there's a mitzvah. Right? Don't bring me kashes, or bring me a proof of something that's optional. So, Zayisha, Rabbi Akiva, right? You can imagine Rabbi Akiva was sitting there in the armchair and listening in, and he said, well, what are you talking about? I have Aisha, Rabbi Akiva, Vamar, Hazatochiach. Well, I'll prove you that if a person has to sprinkle, now this is not sprinkling blood on the Mizbeach, this is sprinkling in order to make someone tahor, right? Sprinkling is a mitzvah on the seventh day, right, to be matahir someone. But, Shehimishum mitzvah, right, that is a mitzvah. Fehimishum shmos, and it's also midrabanan. Sprinkling is again because you're going to make someone tahor. That's similar to tikkun maneh, right? Where makom patish, fixing someone, making someone a better, giving them a better halachic status. That's also midrabanan. So the sprinkling in docha shabbos. Right, we're not going to be docha shabbos to allow someone to be sprinkled with the tumet, with the ash to the part of the duma to make sure he's not tumet anymore. So in that case, meaning if someone doesn't get sprinkled on Erev Shabbos, so then he is officially tamei, and he has to do Pesach Sheni, right? So afata al tamei aleilu. So don't be shocked by these halachos. Shafa pishay mishum mitzvah v'zav mishum shvos. Right? You'll get to go to Shabbos, but even though they're a mitzvah, right? But they're only usher min drabanan. Still, right? They're not going to be docha Shabbos. They're going to be still usher on Shabbos. I'm the Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, okay, it's a great logic, except that I disagree. That you're not allowed to sprinkle someone who's tameh on Shabbos if he needs to do the Korban Pesach. Right? I'm going to actually argue on that exact point. If shchita is docha Shabbos, so then hazah, the sprinkling of the not the blood, but here the mechatas on the guy who's tameh, so mishim mishum shvus, in addition to docha Shabbos, certainly is going to be docha Shabbos. I disagree, and if someone needed to do the part of the Duma on the seventh day, and that fell out on Erev Pesach, and it fell out on Shabbos, then you would sprinkle the blood, the waters of the part of Duma on this guy. So you can't bring a proof from that because it's not true, according to me, says Rabbi Elazar. So my Lord Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said back to him, O chiluf. Well, maybe you should logically argue the opposite. My im hazah shimishim shavuos in a docha Shabbos. If sprinkling, which is derabanan, it does not docha Shabbos, i.e., like according to Rabbi Kiva, right, it's not docha Shabbos, so then maybe shchita shimishim malacha in addition to docha Shabbos. Maybe shchita should not be docha Shabbos. Right? Meaning, the logic that you're using could prove that shechting the korban pesach on Erev Shabbos would also be usher. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva, right? He's calling them by their first name. Right? It's so interesting. Akiva, karta mashukaz of a Torah. That okay? You can't have logic that goes against the pasuk in the Torah. But moadah, the pasuk says you have to shech the korban pesach on time. Vem b'chol vem Shabbos. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Kiva said back to him, Rabbi haveli moed la'elu kamoed l'shchita. I mean, give me a time for this, like a time for shchita. Meaning, there's a, what's it called? That pasuk of b'mo'ado, that is, what's it called? Hold on 1 second. Right, meaning, yes, that shchita has that point, that pasuk of b'mo'ado. But all the dinim d'rabbanan do not have a pasuk to teach me that they have to be done in Erev Pesach. Right? Meaning, Haveli Moed La'ilu B'moed the Shchita. Right? Just like, you're right, in a Hanami, says Rabbi Kiva, there isn't an appointed time to Shech Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and therefore I agree with you, it has to be done on Shabbos. But all these Durabanas don't have a set time to do them, right? Carrying it in from outside the Tchum, and carrying it over your shoulders, right? You don't even have to do that on Shabbos. So therefore, they're not going to be mutter. So Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, and finally Rabbi Akiva said a rule, Kol Malacha She'efzer Lasso Me'erev Shabbos, in Dochus Shabbos, Shchita She'efzer Lasso Me'erev Shabbos, Dochus Shabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not going to be Dochus Shabbos. But Shchita, which the Pasuk says that you know, you must check on Erev Pesach, so therefore you couldn't have done it on Erev Pesach. You couldn't have done it on Erev Shabbos, right, which would be 2 days before Pesach. So therefore you have to do it on Shabbos. And it has to be Docha Shabbos. But without that type of requirement, we're not going to say that these other mitzvahs are Docha Shabbos. Okay, fine. Tanu Rabbanan under Abraisa. Halacha zu nis'alma mibnei b'seira. This halacha that you shecht the korban Pesach on Shabbos was forgotten by the Bnei B'Seira. The Bnei B'Seira, where if you look at Rashi, Nesim Hayu, they were in the Nesim. Apparently, they were forgotten. They forgot this halacha that you're allowed to shecht the korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. Pamachas chalar ba'asar liyos b'Shabbos, and once the 14th, sure enough, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and shachu v'lo yadu and Pesach dochus on Shabbos imla. And so they didn't know whether they should shecht the korban Pesach on Shabbos or not. So Amru they said, "Klum yesh adam shir there in Pesach dochus the Shabbos in love." Does anybody here know? It's probably not, a little unsettling if the Gedolei Hador are asking the masses for a psak. Anyway, we forgot this halacha. On the other hand, you could say, "Wow, they were really honest and they were really check out their humility. They weren't embarrassed, right, to ask around if anybody knows what the din is." So they asked around, and sure enough, Amru lahem adam echad yesh she'olam mibavel. The Hillel HaBavli Shmo, right? This is Hillel HaBavli, right? This guy came from Bavel, and his name was Hillel, right? And he was from Bavel, obviously. Shashimesh Shnei Gedolei Hador Shemaya Ve'al Talyon. And he was Mishamesh, he learned from Shemaya Ve'al Talyon. V'yodea, and he knows. And Pesach Dovus HaShabbos Imlav, and he knows the deal. So Shalchu V'koru Lo, they brought him over here, and Amru Lo, Klomot HaDeh, and Pesach Dovus HaShabbos Imlav, do you know what the halacha is? So Amar Lahem, he said to them, what are you talking about? V'chi Pesach Echad Yeshlanu B'Shana Shadochus HaShabbos? What question do you have? Right, the Pesach is the only korban that you ever have an option where you ever have to be Docha Shabbos. V'lo harbe yosemim masayim Pesachim Yeshlanu B'Shana Shadochus HaShabbos. There are more than 200 korban Pesach that are Docha Shabbos. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean korban Pesach; it means korbanos. Right, every Shabbos is a korban Tamin, korban Musaf, etc. Right, you have a bunch of precedents. All these korbanos. Why should the Pesach be any different? So it's a Yantif Korban that needs to be brought. If Dafka happens to be brought on Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach Vela on Shabbos, you have to shout that. Shemalah, they said to him, Anayin Lecha, how do you know that? Shemalah, he said, Nemar Mo Adobo Pesach, Nemar Mo Adobo Tamid. You have a Gzer Shava between Mo Ado, Mo Ado. One that says by the Korban Pesach, one that says by the Korban Tamid. Ma Mo Ado, Ha'omer B'Tamid, Dovas Shabbos, Af Mo Ado, Ha'omer B'Pesach, Dovas Shabbos. Right, similar to what he pointed out, that you have all these korban tamids that have to be docha Shabbos. And you have a gzeir shava from the Pesach to the korban tamid. So mustama, right, the korban Pesach is also docha Shabbos. So ve'od kavachomerhu, and I'll tell you kavachomer. We'll see exactly why you need a kavachomer, right? If he just proved it from gzeir shava, right? The Gemara will ask that question in a second. The korban tamid, if you miss the korban tamid, you get punished with kares. No, still that's docha Shabbos. But Pesach she'anosh kares in adin shedochas Shabbos. But if you miss the korban Pesach, then you get kares. Rachmana Litzlan, one of the only two mitzvos. I say that if you don't do them, you get kares. The other one is bris milah. So certainly that should be docha Shabbos because you know you're staring in the face of kares. So miyad, immediately, what did they do? Hoshivu barosh, ominuhu nasi aleihem. Right, apparently, immediately he was promoted, and this guy Hillel HaBavli became the nasi. He became the shiva. Vayadurish kolayim kulu b'lchas ha-pesach, and he was teaching all day by b'lchas pesach. And hitchil mekatron b'dvarim, and he started up with the b'nei v'seira. Right, he started like belittling them a little bit. Right, it wasn't as Gemara will point out. It wasn't appropriate. Amar Lahem, he said to them, "Mikaram lechem she'ela mi bavel ve'ayet nasi aleichem." What caused that I should come from Bavel and be your nasi? Atzlus, your laziness, shahei shavachem. Your laziness, shalosh shimashtim shnei gedolei ador shmaya avtalion. That you guys weren't mishamesh gedolei ador, apparently, just like I was. So again, that was inappropriate, and you'll see at the end, again, what was his kavan? He was trying to give them mussar, right? Obviously, he wasn't trying to be a bad guy, right? It wasn't lashon hara, like yelling at them. He was trying to teach them, right, to be mishamish tamei chachamim and learn even harder. But obviously, that we'll see in a second that was inappropriate, and he got punished for it. So below, so they said back to him, excuse me, they kind of ignored his jab a little bit. And we said, Rebbe, shachach v'lo hevi sakin, Merev Shabbos Mahu. Let's say a person didn't bring a knife with him to shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos, and in the Beis HaMikdash, what do you do? Or you're ready to go to the Beis HaMikdash, what do you do? Why would you need to bring a knife with you? You don't think they had enough knives in the Beis HaMikdash? Right? They did a little bit, right? They shechted a little bit there. So a push-up shot is that, yeah, they had a bunch of knives, but they didn't have enough knives to shecht, right? What did we say the other day? They counted the Korban Pesachs, and there were, 1.2 million Korban Pesachs? So the stomach, right? At some point, they ran out of knives. So, okay, so either way, it's probably a good idea to bring your knife with you. So either way, let's say you didn't. And so what do you do? So my land, fascinating. Sorry. Fascinating. He forgot also. It says Hillel HaZochin. I heard this and I forgot. Ella, but so what should we do? Hanach Lan Yisrael, let's leave the Jews alone, meaning let's see what Am Yisrael does. Because if they're not actually Nevi'im, they are the sons of the Nevi'im. Right, meaning that let's trust in Klal Yisrael. Let's see what they do. Lamacha, the next day, Misha Pescho Tala Taleh. If anybody was bringing a Korban Pesach from a sheep, so Tochva Batzimra. So they put the knife in the sheep's wool. Misha Pescho Gdi. If you're bringing a goat, so Tochva Bein Karnav. And they put it the knife between the goat's horns. And Ra Ma'ase Beniskar Alacha Zushar Nav Hillel Bavli saw this and remembered. Yes, this is the Alacha. The Amar the Kach Makublani Mepi Shmaya Bavtalion. This is what Shmaya Bavtalion said. Meaning that's what Shmaya Bavtalion said. If you forget the knife, the Shecht Korban Pesach, right? Either put it in the horns, put it in the wool. Okay. Amar Mar, it was said by the Chevre, the people in this marriage. Nemar Moado b'Pesach, v'Nemar Moado b'Tamid. As we said before, you have the word Moado by Pesach and by Tamid. Again, this is now we're going to analyze right the story that we just had for the past half an Amud. Right, we're going to basically analyze for the rest of the daf. So we started off with the drasha, right? That Hillel said you have Moado. Between the Pesach and the Tamid, Ma Moado Hamar B'Tamid Dochas Shabbos, Af Moado Hamar B'Pesach Dochas Shabbos. Right, that's how you know that just like the Korban Tamid Dochas Shabbos, so too the Korban Pesach, if it needs to be shechted, is also Dochas Shabbos. Okay, well let's start with Korban Tamid. The Tamid Gufim Minalan, the Dochas Shabbos. How do you know the Korban Tamid is Dochas Shabbos? Ilei Mishem Dichtiv Beibem Moado. If you tell me that the pasuk says Moado, so Pesach Nami Dichtiv Beibem Moado. Well, then why would you have a suffix as to whether the Korban Pesach is Dochas Shabbos? Well, if that word Moado taught me that it's Docha Shabbos, so you don't need Gzeir Shava, right? The Pasuk says by the Korban Pesach, but Moado. Right? You don't need to connect it to Tamid. Right? The fact that we're connecting it to Tamid seems to connect those two halachos, and you have to start with the fact that the Tamid is Docha Shabbos. You can't use that word then to prove that the Tamid is Docha Shabbos, because then you could just simply start with that from the Korban Pesach, right? And then prove that the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So how do you know that the Tamid is Docha Shabbos? Ela Moado lo Mashmalei, right? You can't learn from Moado. So Achinami Moado lo Mashmalei, right? Again, by both cases, you can't use the word Moado to teach me the initial halacha that is Docha Shabbos. So therefore, Ela Amakra Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato Alalas HaTamid, right? Obviously, Vinis Ko. And Michlal Ola the Tamid Krevi b'Shabbos, right? That's teaching me Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. The Korban Ola of the Shabbos, right? Again, that's Alas HaTamid, right? Again, that teaches me that you bring the Tamid on Shabbos. So Amar Mar, so okay, fine. So that's where you got from that. So now, Amar Mar, Ve'od Kal V'Chomer, and we pointed out there's also Kal V'Chomer. Ma Tamid She'en Anush Karis Dochas HaShabbos, Pesach She'en Anush Karis, En Dochas HaShabbos. En Adin She'en Dochas HaShabbos. Right, so the Kal V'Chomer that we said before, right, was certainly if the Korban Tamid, which you don't get Karis for, is Dochas HaShabbos, certainly the Korban Pesach, which you do get Karis for missing, so then you should also be Docha Shabbos. The problem is, that's not a great Kal V'Chomer. Because Ikal Mifrach, you could ask, Kamala Tamashi came Tadir V'Kalil. Whenever you have a Kal V'Chomer, you need the two things to be in the same realm of halacha. They need to be similar halachos. So if there's any extra stringencies by one halacha to the other, then you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer. Right? If you wanted to make a Kal V'Chomer from the greatness of one ball player to another, right, the success of, I don't know, Tom Brady versus other quarterbacks. So you can't always compare the two, because let's say they lived, right, the classic thing when you compare intergenerational players, right? Brady versus, I don't know, Terry Bradshaw. they lived in different they played in different generations. The game was so different. Now, yes, Brady is the greatest of all time, but to compare, let's say, I don't know, the stat stuffers in the NBA nowadays, to compare Curry to, I don't know, Oscar Robertson. Obviously, it's not a good comparison, but the game is so different, so you can't compare the two. It's the same thing over here. Whenever you have a halacha that's different, in principle, you have some sort of extra chumrah, so you can't apply kavah chomer. So the tamid is different than the Korban Pesach in two very significant ways. First of all, it's tadir, it's burnt all the time. And second of all, kalil, it's entirely burned. It's an ola. Right? The Korban Pesach, you eat most of it, right? The whole point is to eat it. But Korban tamid is burnt completely on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, right, what kind of kavah chomer was that? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Kavah chomer, amrlu bereisha. Actually, it was the Kal V'Chomer, right? We got the order reversed. Like, we started with the Drasha, with the Gzera Shava, and then went to the Kal V'Chomer. So really, what Hillel said to them was the Kal V'Chomer first, and then they asked him this question, and then he responded with the Gzera Shava. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. But Kal V'Chomer Amar Lehu Berecha, Beresha, Upirchua. Right? The first thing he said with the Kal V'Chomer, and then they asked him this question, and they knocked it out. V'Hado Amar Lehu Gzera Shava. And then he said this Gzera Shava, and that's why he was upset at them, for not knowing it, because Gzer Shava you don't make up on your own, you only get that from your Rebbeim. So if they hadn't heard of Gzer Shava, so that was why he was critical, right? You guys haven't learned to be Mishamish Tamish Chachamim enough, you haven't learned enough from your Rebbeim. Okay, so then Gemara says, Gzer Shava hold on, if Hillel was holding this Gzer Shava in his back pocket, why did he even start with the Kal V'Chomer? So he said, he was really actually saying for them, right? He was trying to logic according to their reasoning, right? They didn't have the Kal V'Chomer. They didn't have the Gzera Shava, right? They didn't have that Masorah from their Rebbeim. So he was trying to prove it, even according to that opinion, that didn't have the Gzera Shava, right? So he was saying it in their own opinion. Right? Bishlam Gzera Shava lo gamrisu. Okay, you guys don't have the Gzera Shava. Then Adam dan Gzera Shava me'atzma, because you're not allowed to do it on your own. You're not allowed to make Gzera Shava on your own. Now the Kal V'Chomer, Adam dan me'atzma, we boil le'meidon. Right, but you guys should have learned this Kal V'Chomer on your own. So I'm like, Kal V'Chomer Prichu. They said, yeah, okay, we thought of it, but this is a very obvious kasha between comparing the Tamid and the Korban Pesach, and that's why we didn't do that. So again, they had some basis for not learning that Kal V'Chomer, and therefore they needed the Gzera Shava to teach the Halacha. Okay. Amar Mar. It was said again in this whole discussion, this whole story, the Machar Misha Pesach Tleh, Tochav lo betzimro, gedi tochav lo bein karno. Right? If you're shechting a sheep, so then you stuck the knife between the wool and the wool, and if you're shechting a goat, you put it in between the horns. The problem is, there are a couple of problems. The first one being v'aka ka'ovid avod b'kachim. Right? Then you're doing work with kachim. Right? You're not allowed to do any avoda, any work with something that belongs to hekdesh or anything that's kadosh. Right? You're not allowed to use, for example, the Bechor, you're not allowed to do any work. The animal's caring for you. So Gemara says, Kehillel, rather. So it must be that they did it like Hillel. Right? Did Tanya Amru Olav al Hillel, Miyam of Lomal Adam Bol also. In the days of Hillel, no one ever violated Me'ilah with their Korban Olas. Again, Me'ilah is benefiting from Hetesh. So no one ever violated that Isser. How so? El Meviyah Chulim La'azara U'makdisha V'somach Yadu Ola V'shokhta. Because they would be makdish it just before they brought it as a korban, meaning they would bring it as chulin to the Beis Hamikdash. They would say, "All right, this animal now is hekdesh," and then they would, do the smicha. They would lean on the animal and then shecht it. They would shecht it. Agav, how do you bring chulin to the azara? Right? Isn't there an issue to bring chulin to the azara? That's what Tosfos says over here. Dibemaschal mevia. So it must be that the issur of bringing chulin to the azara is doing a maisa. Maybe a Maisa Shechita or some sort of Maisa. He brings up Tanufa over here, waving. But either you have to do some sort of action. Just the act of bringing an animal that's chulin into the Beis Hamikdash, says Tosfos, is not a problem. Okay. But either way, that's how they didn't benefit from Kachin, because it was only considered to be Hekdesh once it got to the Beis Hamikdash, and they were mocked the shit right there. Kumar says, one second, how does that work? Pesach v'Shabbos heichi mati makdish lei. You can't be makdish something on Shabbos. So how could they be makdish the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? That's not what the Mishnah. Ein makdishim ve'machrimen. You can't be makdish an animal to Hekdesh. In Me'erichin, you can't do Erichin. You can't take the value of something if you say, I take a neder or a vow, or they called it an Erich neder, to give value to the Beis HaMikdash. V'machrimin, we don't do an Erichirim, to make something Hekdesh. V'magbi'en Shumas HaMaisros, right? You don't take Shumas HaMaisros, right? All of these, right, call Elu B'Yontif Amru Kal V'Chomer B'Shabbos, right? All of those are also on Yontif. They're also Aser on Shabbos. Why are they Aser? So the Pashup Shad is that they're similar to business transactions, right? Giving over something to the Hekdesh, to the Gizbar, right? To the Beis HaMikdash, right? That seems to be some sort of, I mean, it's very similar, right? Business transactions are Aser because they may lead to Kosev. Now this sounds like making a gzera on a gzera, right? We don't make a gzera derabana on a gzera derabana, right? The whole idea of refraining from business on Shabbos, as strange as it is, there are two sources I'm going to mention in a second, but one of them is that it may come to write it down, and that seems to be the derabana. There's another din, is something called mitzach hefzach v'davar davar, that the way you act and the way you conduct and the way you speak on Shabbos also has to be different. So that could be, although that's from a pasuk in Yeshayo. That's not, I think it's in Yeshayo. But anyway, that's not necessarily right. You could also say that it's making a gzera on that, because either way, you must say that it was included in the original gzera, because they're very, very close to business transactions and stuff. All right, either way. But these things are all usher, are us on Shabbos. So you can't be matish the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, "Hanimili b'chov l'shein kavul lemzman." So all those yisurim, that's if you don't have something that you need to do right away today. You don't have a kavul lemzman, a fixed time to do that halacha. But if you have an obligation that falls out today, right? I.e., today you have to bring a korban pesach. So therefore, in that case, then makdish, and then it's mutter. The Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam es pischo b'shabbos chagigaso b'yomtiv. The korban pesach is not the only example of this. It's also the korban chagiga on yomtiv. You could be makdish it on those days, since you have to bring it that day. And therefore, that's how it was mutter for them to come and be makdish. What's it called? Now, in a chenami, just if you're wondering, the korban chagiga can be brought during the rest of the yomtiv. But the Gemara says that Rashi points out over here. The Gemara says, and I forget where it is. The Gemara says that it's still Docha Shabbos. In a chenami, it's not brought on a Shabbos. Now, you can only be makdish. It's very interesting that case over here. Not for now, but and honestly, I didn't research it so much. But you don't bring a korban chagiga when yomtiv falls out on Shabbos. But apparently, you can be makdish the chagiga on Yontif that falls on Shabbos, but you wouldn't actually bring it. And again, we said it was usher to be makdish on Yontif anyway, so that's right, that already is a kula. So you could bring it on Yontif if you wanted to. All right, either way, the chiyuv to bring the korban pesach is dafka on erev pesach. So that's, you're fixed into one time. The chagiga, you have a little bit more leeway, but still, Rabbi Yochanan was makil here, and that you were allowed to be makdish on Yontif. All right. Another problem, that bringing the knife with the animal is the problem of mechamer. Follow mechamer, right? You're bringing, you're using an animal, you're leading an animal through with stuff on it. That's the Isra mechamer. It's also Isra d'araisa. It's not one of the melachos, but it's an Isra d'araisa. You're not allowed to lead an animal while it's carrying anything through in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, mechamer kelachar yad. This is a weird way of leading an animal. It's a kelachar yad, it's with a shinoi, but usually you would lead an animal with actual load. Here it's like a knife carrying with their wool or between their horns. That's not actually, that's not the iser of mechamer. So Gemara says, well, sort of, that's not the iser deraisa in echenami, but it is derabanan. Mechamer kelachar yad nami nehid the iser deraisa laka, but iser mederabanan in eika. Well, that's still also me derabanan. So, Hainu de Kabayim, and so the Gemara says, this is exactly what the question was. The Bnei B'Seira were not schlubs here. It was not that they forgot the halacha straight up. Right, this is exactly the kasha. And this is already becomes much clearer why the Gedolei Hador had to find somebody to paskin this for them, because they didn't know. They said, and it's the following suffix. Davar sheish lo heter min haTorah, udvar shvus omi lefon av la'akur kelachayat. Let's say something. There's something that's mutter midaraisa. Right, like I said, this issue of mechamer. You're allowed to do it in a weird way. You're allowed to lead your animal with a weird bundle, right? It's not carrying a normal weight. It has some weird burden on it. So that's not asur midaraisa. But there's a din derabanan. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it, even if it's kelachayat. So the Gemara says, b'mako mitzvah mai. Let's say you're doing it to fulfill a mitzvah. Are we going to say that it's asur midrabanan, or no? We're trying to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa, therefore it's mutter. So that was their question. And this is what Hillel said. That's what Hillel said. That's what I forgot. Right? If they're not prophets themselves, they are the sons of prophets. Right? And I forget exactly which way to go. Am Yisrael will tell us. Right? That's what Hillel wasn't sure of. And the B'nai B'Seirah also weren't sure. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now, again, we had talked about, if you remember, Hillel became a little bit angry. Not angry, but he was like a little bit balgaifer. He became the Rosh Hashiva, started talking down to them, trying to get them to learn better, but he spoke poorly of them. So now we're going to talk about someone who speaks, or someone who becomes a balgaifa, etc., etc. Someone who gets angry, v'chule, v'chule. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Call Hamisya here, someone who becomes a Balgaiva. So im chacham hucha chmas o mistalakes mimeno im navihu nevua nevuaso mistalakes mimeno. Right, if he's a smart person, he loses his chachma, and if he's a navi, so then he loses his nevius, right, his nevua. And he brings two proofs. Im chacham hu chachmas o mistalakes mimeno. That's mihilo, right, from we just heard, right, the Amar Mar, as we said, hitcho mekantron. Bidvarim, he started to, you know, be a Balgaiva and talk down to the B'nai B'Seira. And immediately what happened? We have a story that he forgot the next halacha that they asked him. What about the case of a Navi? Right? What do you see that from? You see that from Dvorah. The Pasuk says, Chalu prazom b'Yisrael chadelu adkamti shakamti dvorah shakamti in Yisrael. She praised herself being, that she was once Devorah, right? Shekamti Devorah, when Devorah got up, Shekamti in Yisrael, the mother got up in Israel, right? Things were not so good until I showed up. You see, but then it says afterwards, Uri, Uri, Devorah, Uri, Uri, Dabrishir, right? Let Devorah awake and say something. Right? Mistama, she had to awaken herself almost, right, with the Nevuah. And she was davening for it to come back. So meaning she had lost her nevu. So Reish Lakish Amar Kol Adam Shekoyis Im Chachamu Chachmasu Mistalakas Mimenu Im Navihu Nevuaso Mistalakas Mimenu. Same thing with anger. If a person becomes angry, he loses either his chachma or his nevuah, the prophecy. So Reish Lakish proves what he's saying. Im Chachamu Chachmasu Mistalakas Mimenu. Who do you learn that from? That's Mimoshe. This is at the end of Parshas Matos. People who went to wage war against Midian left the women and children alive who they were supposed to kill. That's a whole discussion in and of its own right. But it says right after that, Uksiv, right? Apparently Moshe had forgotten this halacha. That's the halachas of Tefilas Kalim, Kasher and Kalim, etc., etc. Moshe apparently got angry at them, and then Lazar had to teach them the halacha. Excuse me, because Moshe had forgotten. What about a Navi? Right, again, this is, you could have probably brought a proof from Moshe also, but Moshe didn't lose his Navias. He just lost his chachma, he forgot a halacha. So a Navi who knew also Mr. Lakis Mimeno me Elisha. What about it? What happened with Elisha? The Ketiv, he got angry. Elisha got angry at Yehoram, one of the kings of Malchus Yisrael. So he says, Lule b'nei Shafat ben Melech Yehuda, and he knows say, and im abit alecha v'imereka. Right, I don't want anything to do with you. Right, if it was only for Yehoshaphat, it wouldn't come here. Right, Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik. So he says, if it wasn't for Yehoshaphat, I would never have to see you. Ketiv, it says right after that. It's a famous Shweki song, but it's not exactly the happiest the happiest scenario. When Elisha had to bring musicians to get him back in a good mood, and only then was he able to have the nevuah, right? Once he was angry, he had to calm down from his anger for him to receive the prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's get to the two dots. Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Padish, Kala Shekois, Afilu Poskin Alav Gedulam and Shemaim Aridon So. If someone gets angry, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decided to make him great, so he loses that position. Minalan, how do you know? May Eliyav. Eliyav was one of David HaMelech's older brothers. Shnamar Pazuk says, Vayicharaf Eliyav B'David. Eliyav got angry at him. Vayomer, right, this one, when David was about to accept Goliath's challenge. So Eliyav was not so happy with that. Vayomer, Lama Izeh Yeradza V'almina Tashta Ma'at Atzon Ha'ena B'Mibar Ni'adati Zizudoncha V'ezreya V'alavecha Kiloman Ro'os HaMelchama Yeradza. Why did you come down here to the war? And when Shmuel came down to anoint David, it's by all the brothers, it says, right? Shmuel goes to each brother, each one of the sons of Yishai, and Hashem says, nah. But by Eliyav, what does it say by Eliyav? Right, don't look at him. Don't look at how high he, how tall he is. Don't look at what he looks like, because I'm disgusted with him. Right, so apparently, right, Hashem was interested. Right, he did like him, and he became disgusting right after that point. Right, so apparently beforehand, maybe Eliyav was destined to be the king or whatever. But I don't want to go that far. He blew it because he got angry at David for accepting Goliath's challenge. Okay, Shkoyak Olam Rebosei, we'll stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.